get it out of the way. I mean, you got nominated as. Is it a little bit of a shock, or is it like, hey, I'm getting the recognition I knew I deserved and I don't look for, but I'm finally getting it?
I wouldn't say it's shocking. It's definitely a really cool feeling to be put in that category with all those other guys. I mean, having played with a lot of the guys that have won that award in the past and guys I've looked up to for a long time and most of my career, it's a really cool feeling because I've worked towards getting better every year, and it's a really good feeling, I think, being in that conversation.
Because, I mean, I was a former D-man, and you don't get any love whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, the fun is you get to whack people nonstop, but, like, it's not a role on the team that gets maybe enough appreciation, but, boy, is this year a good example of not only you, but the team's commitment to defense that really leads to the team's success.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not so much recognition from everything outside and from outside perspective, but I truly believe our team is, well, we appreciate everything we do as teammates, from no matter how little it is, and from a defensive standpoint, I know our guys really appreciate what we do, and to hold down the fort there, and likewise, what they've been doing this year is really awesome. So
they ever ask you to just go, hey, like, give them a whole 30 here, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. They have our back when we need it, and we got theirs.
You know, Matt, this is such a unique opportunity for the team. You get to return home and have two cracks to try and get to the NLL Finals. Just what's the overall vibe and excitement around the locker room and knowing the job that you guys are looking to accomplish this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think it's just a general excitement for the opportunity. We're still taking it one game at a time, as we always do. We're focused on Halifax and what we gotta do, and we got some feedback from our coaching staff on things we gotta improve upon on game one. We certainly didn't play perfect, but I think we're going to see a much different Halifax team and probably effort here for a team fighting for their season.
Overall, in that game one, what went so well in terms of that consistency at both ends of the floor for you guys that you're looking to kind of carry over here to game number two?
Yeah, it's overall, it's just a shift in, shift out consistency. I think a true commitment to the game plan and those details and guys right out of the gate, you know, it's not waiting for necessarily a wake-up call. I know we gave up that first goal in the game, but it was... it was in a situation where they made a play, and it's not so much us giving them an easy goal where it's it's more on us than them, and I think that's the important part, is making every single goal and everything they have to achieve really difficult for them, and when you do that for a full 60, it tends to wear on teams.
What's it like for this group to now come back home and enjoy the home field advantage you guys have been playing for all season?
Yeah, I think we're excited for it. Home fans are always loud, and it's nice to have that behind you, because it really does give you an extra boost of energy. And I think we're really excited to get going here in Sask.
How many times have you been asked about the sibling rivalry so far?
It's been a lot so far, but it's always fun. It honestly hasn't come up too much in a long time, so it feels like a bit of a renewal, I guess, of it in some sense, but it happens every year, so.
You know, I know it's something you've been asked about, especially with the award nominations, the award that your brother has had a long history with. To kind of put your name in that conversation, what does that mean to you to have a guy that I'm sure you've looked up to and now can say that you've been nominated for the same award that he's been nominated for?
Yeah, it's a cool feeling. I don't know how often that really happens, where you get to be in the same category as your brother for that type of award, but it's a cool feeling. I've definitely looked up to Graham for a long time for his level of play, and tried to pick parts of it that I can add into my own as always, and we both have our own somewhat unique styles, but at the end of the day, playing in the same position to achieve the same sort of goals, but as yeah, he's someone I've looked up to pretty much my whole life, and it's really an honor to really be in the same category as him with it.
You guys were able to win at home against Georgia and advance to this semifinal stage. What's it going to take for this group to kind of tap into that I don't know if clutch is the right word, but just being able to close things out this weekend and being able to get that second victory.
Yeah, that clutch feeling and that clutch type of gameplay, I think, comes down to really focusing on winning moments of the game. And, you know, it's not all the same at different times. There's key moments when momentum becomes huge, and winning a individual battle or matchup becomes, I think, absolutely essential. And to have guys focused in on a distinct moment is really important, because that's when you get guys starting to really play those clutch, when we talk about clutch performances, and guys really just honing in on winning it one battle at a time, and that's all they have to worry about.
It might be almost the same, but like, you've been around the block, and so then once you get into these situations where, I mean, your GM was talking about, hey, we've got a young, energetic team, a lot of guys with a lot of energy, and energy is the exact thing that you want. Is there maybe a line where you say, yeah, energy is great, but this is playoffs, you know, every possession matters, so don't just, you know, burn the tank thinking that that's helpful. It's also about reeling it in, or have you guys kind of found that balance point? You're just continuing with that youth and that energy and exuberance kind of.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think we have a lot of energy, which is really important. You need that energy to either match or exceed other teams at times. But I think the really important part is, like, we have that energy, but we have it with purpose. And, you know, we're, intentional and, with everything we do and where we're putting our time and energy. So that's, I think, the important part. And guys, I think, have learned throughout this year and in the past of where and when it's most important to use that.
Yeah,